Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Is Kirk Cousins' situation with how he's playing more mental or physical? And let me ask you guys this. What can the Falcons do to help Kirk Cousins get his confidence back? What can they do to get him back on track? We thought this was the week it would happen. Guys, he was going back to where he had a lot of success for 6 years in Minnesota. He knew the building. He knew the people. Mike, he got booed, but that's just a part of it. But you felt like, okay, this is the week where he gets right. And he didn't. And he didn't throw another touchdown either. So now we're talking about four straight games of this going on. Is it mental or is it physical?
Look, if it's physical, it's got to be on the injury report. Yeah, that's where it stands. And for guys who missed, a couple guys asked this on the text line earlier. We had Kurt on after the Tampa Bay win down in the road game, where he, again, had some amazing throws. You think about the touchdown pass early in the game where he's threading needles. Remember he had to scramble. That's where he had the quarterback sneaking. He actually scrambled. Maybe it just came up short on the third down. So we asked him, and he said the doctor said he would never be 100% for minicamp or maybe for the start of camp. But by about a year to the date, he'd be back to doing everything he can do. And I think we already saw that. It passed the eye test. Cowboys game. Yeah, there were some mistakes that were made there on both sides of the ball, but that's probably the last game he looked really 100%. I mean, as far as doing the things we expected him to do when they were winning, 6-3. Since then, the Saints game is the first game where things started looking funny to me, where the ball's sailing, he's not being accurate, he's coughing it up on the hits, and then it's just gone worse, and we talked about the Charger game, you need him to make one play, couldn't do it. This week, I would say of all the games we've lost in this losing streak, this one is the least go on the shoulders of Kirk Cousins, but he still made some mistakes and threw two picks.
Yeah, because the defense ultimately let you down with the explosive plays and what they didn't do in the second half. But, you know, it's crazy. When you outgain a team, as we did in this game against the Vikings, we had almost 500 yards. You guys realize that? We almost had 500 yards. We scored only 21 points. 496, Mike. We were 2-for-5 in the red zone. I get back to not scoring enough points. But what about Cousins and the interceptions? Here's what he said about the picks.
Certainly the first turnover is one that I can correct. I can, whether throw it away, whether move forward, you know, playoff schedule, avoid a sack, whatever you got to do, but don't need to force the ball into that window. And then second one was tough. Would have liked to have put the ball more to the inside. They brought a good pressure, and I thought Byron Murphy made a good play.
Now, something you've been focused on, and I get it, and I understand, and I think a lot of Falcon fans are concerned because it's just a bad look. It's the worst thing in many of the minds of Falcon fans that could happen next Monday night, and that is not only do we lose to the Raiders, but their starting quarterback is a guy named Desmond Ridder. So with that said, and before we hear from Coach Raheem Morris, Mike, I know you said this would probably be the worst thing since
the Super Bowl. Think about it. This quarterback that you said you can't coach up, this is as bad as it gets. So you were so distraught over the quarterback situation, he was a part of the last few years with Mariota as well the year before, that you doubled down on quarterback. You paid one $100 million guaranteed, and you drafted one of the first pick you had. And if you lose to Desmond frickin' Ridder, if O'Connell can't go, I mean, please, it will then be the time to throw Michael Penix Jr. out there? You need a spark.
Guys, I'll say it real quick. I don't want to repeat myself, Carl, too much today, but it's like if Kirk Cousins had an injury. If the quarterback can't go, whatever's the reason, you've lost four games in a row. He's got a bad shoulder. He took a hit. He's got a pinched nerve. This is the same thing. At the end of the day, you're not getting the results. You made this move so you'd never be in this situation. Now you're in the situation. You don't want to go to the guy in the case of the emergency, in Michael Penix Jr. It makes no sense to me.
Now, we know what we saw at the end with Desmond Ridder. Mike wanted him benched in the fourth week of the season when he was here. I said that, you know, ultimately, if he can't be the guy that you can build towards or at least be the future franchise quarterback, you don't keep him. When Raheem Morris got this job, and guys, he was here, right? Remember, they made this decision to move on and make the decision to go get Cousins and what Mike just laid out about Penix. He was asked about Desmond Ridder, and here's what he said about the quarterback.
If he gets an opportunity to go out there and play, I'm sure he'll have a full practice week. He'll be able to prepare the right way and get ready for us, a familiar opponent, some people he know. And now we got to get ready for him as well. So he can run the football. He's talented. He's athletic. He's big. He can throw the football. He did a lot of good things. He wasn't able to lead our team into the way that we wanted him to go to the future. He's getting a second opportunity like a lot of quarterbacks do in this league. And we got to get ready to play him or Aiden and be ready for both or either one that shows up.
Now, the injury for Aiden O'Connell doesn't seem as serious as they thought it was, and he may ultimately play next Monday night, but there is a chance we could see Desmond Ridder. And the reason why we're bringing this up is you just heard Coach say he wasn't able to lead our team the way we wanted him to. Guys, he's not a starting quarterback in this league. I mean, he was out of football earlier this season. And the only reason, again, is attrition that Mike he gets another shot is because, hey, guys are hurt. What can we do? Who can we call? Well, we got a kid that can play. All right, well, we'll give him a shot. He's not a starting quarterback. And I said this. I don't care who the Raiders quarterback is. We're better than them. And I know we're in the midst of this four-game losing streak. So we are – it's hard-pressed to say, how can you say that, Dukes, when we've lost four in a row? But the Raiders are terrible.
Right.
And if you go into this game, and I don't care who they start, whether it's O'Connell, if it's Desmond Ridder, Mike, if you're telling me Kirk Cousins can't play better and lead you to a win in this game, I am with you 200%. It is 5 weeks in a row is plenty of time to say enough's enough. So for me, this is simple. Cousins is a way better quarterback than anything they're going to throw out there on Monday night. But he's got to go prove it and show it.
Guys, Kirk Cousins needs to step up. Like we've already talked about the pass rush, just when the pass rush gets going. But unfortunately, you had to amp up your pass rush. You guys just hit us up and go, well, how did it work against the Chargers? The Chargers don't have Jefferson and Addison.
That's right.
Okay, they had Ladd McConkey, who had a big day, had 140 yards, but you shut him down in the second half because you doubled him. Or you blanketed him. You did a better job with him. Either way, you could do things against that team you couldn't do, or at least couldn't do successfully for 60 minutes against the Vikings.
Because they have two dudes.
Correct.
And a great tight end.
Bingo.
Hockenson, Addison, Jefferson.
And again, when you had Jesse Bates kind of looking more towards Justin Jefferson, that's when Addison broke for one of his big touchdown scores. Now, I can't explain why guys are twisting in circles and looking like they've never played the position before. That's on them. But this is the give and take. Anytime you go in one area and you dedicate people to go one area, you're going to lose something on the back end. So there's the rub. We get killed and teams go down the field and march and still score in the red zone. When we go in zone and we blitz, we still get beat. So I'm not sold on Jimmy Lake. I thought Nielsen did a better job. I also thought they'd get a better job of getting him better pieces. We didn't know Judon was going to be ineffective. That's his first sack in forever.
It is.
You know, but you know, it's not like they didn't try, but some of these pieces just aren't working.
All right. So what has been the biggest issue over the last 4 weeks? It's our Falcon Report, guys. It's the 5 o'clock hour, which is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. And of course, it's Tuesday. That's where you can buy one and get one half off traditional wings tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They don't score enough points.
Okay, I agree. And the numbers, they spell that out, right? The metrics say we are not scoring enough points. I'm also going to tell you the biggest thing that's hurting us is turnovers. Over the last 4 weeks, you don't win in the National Football League. And if you don't believe me, listen to our head coach.
The biggest thing when you talk about overall production is the turnovers.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The penalties, we've been really good all year, and yesterday in particular, and like we talked about in a couple of those games right before the bye, that we wanted to clean up some of those things in the red zone in particular, have been absolutely killing us. That reared his ugly head yesterday. Whether you agree or disagree with the penalties, it doesn't really matter. You got to find ways not to get them, and we got to do a better job doing those things. So really, it's been the turnovers, the penalties, and yesterday in particular, which was kind of an anomaly for most of the season, was the big plays that we give up in the secondary.
Explosive plays. That, and he's right. I mean, we did a great job of that for probably, I don't know, first 8 weeks or 9 weeks, whatever it was. But we were one of the better teams in that area of not giving up plays of more than 25 yards. It didn't look that way on Sunday. And he's right. But the turnovers over the last 4 weeks have absolutely killed us. Whether it's field position, giving up the ball, Mike, in critical times in the red zone, whatever it might have been, that is what's holding this team back, and a lot of that points to your quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, guys, zero touchdowns and eight interceptions in four games. Anybody else, anywhere else in the league, other than the team dealing with the circumstances we are, he gets benched. But then you get in, I mean, you want to call it politics, whatever you want to use to describe it. The perception of the front office went and did this, it's not working, and now we can't throw up the white flag on Cousins because once the toothpaste out of the tube, it doesn't go back. And you're going to put him back under center after what if Penix goes out there and stinks? Well, he may, but if he stinks, he's doing the same thing Kirk Cousins is. I'm getting the same results no matter who's out there at center. If you're telling me Penix isn't ready, he's going to go through some rookie struggles, well, what the hell would you call what Kirk Cousins has put on tape the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, and here's the deal, too. Wouldn't you give Penix a break? If he struggled,
hell yes,
you would give him a break. You're not willing to give Kirk Cousins a break because, sorry, Kirk, you've been in the league for 13 years.
Right.
You've been doing this a long time. You've shown you can play at a high level. Hell, you had a swag surfing at Mercedes-Benz earlier this year when you threw for 500. That is why people are not willing to give you the leeway that we would give Michael Penix if he came into the game, Mike, and struggled. I agree with you, and here's the deal. Are we trying to win? Or are we trying to appease a situation?
Right.
If you're trying to win, you do whatever you possibly can. If you're trying to appease a situation, well, then, you guys tell me where we're going.
I mean, we'll take care of the Raiders. We got this. You know, they beat the Ravens. I know it seems miles and miles and months and months ago. And that was when Minshew was still, you know, upright before they had the quarterback issues. But the Ravens did lose to the Raiders. You know, they did win two games. It's still an NFL game, guys. If anybody knows that, it's Falcon fans who watched this team the last 3 years.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.